What?
Come at me, bro.
What? Mott!
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast that's coming up Milhouse. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy, Skyler, and Tam. What's up, guys?
Doing okay.
I'm all right. Good.
Good. This time, Tam actually has a microphone. He is no longer our laugh track.
Woo!
No, he probably will be our laugh track, but this time, real laugh track.
Like, you'll hear him.
Tee-hee.
Laugh tracks piss me the fuck off in TV shows. It's not so much because it's us.
Yeah.
I can deal with
it. It's our laugh track.
But sometimes they're so unnecessary. Like, he'll walk through a door normally, and they're like,
look at his shirt!
That is hilarious!
Especially Disney Channel. They're notorious for that.
What? Her shirt's ripped? Oh, no.
I made pancakes today, and then a character will make, like, a confusing face, and they'll be like, oh!
I made blueberry pancakes. Wait a second. Those are chocolate chips.
I don't get it.
You're not supposed to.
They laugh, like, way, way too hard at everything.
Yeah.
So, Skyler, how's ocean mastering going?
Well, I made the weight for my physical on Tuesday.
Congratulations.
I was at 218, but that was for the physical for, like, the general Navy. I'm still a little bit overweight for the Navy, specifically. Like, the general military and then the Navy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's like the general
Navy. Not quite good enough for the Navy, but I'm good enough for the Navy.
Look, you're great for the general Navy, but the specific Navy, you won't be able to patrol the specific ocean.
Yeah, just the Pacific.
Shut the fuck up!
Andy had to reel back from a sneeze he was holding back. I saw in his eyes he didn't know what he had to do first.
That just
reminds yell at me.
That just reminds me of what was it? Sheep in the City. You guys ever watch that on Cartoon Network?
No,
Saw it briefly.
There was the main antagonist was General Specific.
Oh my god!
But yeah, that was pretty good. But I have to drop a little bit more weight by this upcoming Tuesday, or I guess they're going to weigh me tomorrow, but Tuesday's the deadline.
So what happens if you don't, like, do it? Like,
then maybe we'll wait another week, I guess. Oh,
okay. So are you doing the trash bag in the sauna?
No, I'm just trying to work out and drink water.
You're not
trash bagging enough around your apartment, just... Hey, Erica, what's up?
Oh, man. I can
do it while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
She's trying to sleep and you roll over. It's like.
Just like that saran wrap noise. Just... Have you gone yet? No? Okay, I'll keep going.
You're going to need like a spout. You know, every few hours, a quart of water comes out.
Yeah. I'll just like twist it. But yeah, so then on Tuesday, I'm going to learn what job, when I'm shipping out, all the important questions.
So this Tuesday then? What's the cutoff weight? Or what's the weight you got to get down to?
206 is the absolute maximum, but
206?
206.
Yeah, it sounded like you said 260.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Like 2,060 pounds.
Yeah, just over 2 short tons.
America's
really losing it.
I'm going to be a boat.
I'm literally the ocean master.
But, they said that I probably won't be able to make it on weight, but I can make it like body mass index.
Oh, so
I have to get down to 20%, 18%, something like that. So,
all right,
I got that going.
So
for
we're gonna backdoor you in.
Yeah,
in the Navy. You're gonna learn a lot about the back door.
I haven't heard those jokes all week, Tam.
Dude, they will sail the seven seas in your Navy.
That's what I got going on.
Do anything else this week?
Not really. I mean, I have a funny story about when Tam and I were driving up,
God.
Before you even say the story, I think the funny thing is you were going to tell me, and then you were like, should I save this for the podcast? I'm like, yeah, save it for the podcast. And you look over at Tam like, you know. And Tam's like, honestly, I don't know which poop story you're about to talk about.
There's multiple poop stories.
He didn't know which one.
There's just so many good ones.
It was you that we were going to take the poop to Charlie's
place. Yeah, I pooped
place.
In a bag.
All right.
You know, I should have brought that up last week when you said someone peed in a tuba. I should have been like, were you the guy that was going to poop in a bag and throw it at someone's door?
No. He pooped in the bag.
I wasn't going to poop in the bag. I made a valiant effort, put it in a plastic bag, double bagged it into paper.
Pete's was the only one who knew where Charlie's place was, so it was going to be like the three of us, and then Pete's like pussied out.
But what happened was, as we were driving, there was, you know how there's like more stop signs and speed bumps, so you slow down to appreciate what's going by, and we saw this dog. It was how I would describe it, just, you know, besides the word dog, is morbidly obese bear. This was a tremendous mountain of a dog. It was Ralph Burr.
Ralph Burr.
But...
or Markiplier.
What caught my eye was that the dog had stopped, and I'm like, that is a large mass of black on the edge of a string. What is that? It's a dog. Okay. It's curling up. What's it doing? It was hunkering down to take what I can only imagine. We've driven by the largest dump ever seen in this neighborhood. Like, it like hunkered down, which is what caught my eye. It shifted to one leg, it shifted to another like a sumo wrestler getting ready to take someone down. It was like, here it comes. Someone give me a leather belt to bite on. It's coming. Like, it looked like it was in for something rough. Because, like, most dogs, they'll squat, poop, leave. Maybe kick some grass, but that's it. This one was readying itself. Something was going down, and it knew what.
The dog's, like, the whole time, like, all right.
It's just like, oh God. Oh, no. Here it comes. But, yeah, that was my funny poop story about the drive here. It was, like, just right down your street, too.
How many poop stories do you have?
I have a few.
It's like a baker's dozen.
Dude, we were talking about today. Who the fuck came up with a baker's dozen being 13?
It came back in, I think it was Rome or Greece, I forget. But not giving someone what they paid for was considered theft. And you'd get your hand cut off.
Really?
And so instead of giving them 12, they gave them 13, so just in case.
And that's where the bakers... Because that's fucked up, because... Everything's nice, even numbers in 12, but then you gotta throw that one random fucking 13
in
there.
And honestly, I don't know if that story's true or not. Oh. Sounds like a good story.
I totally just made it up.
Sounds
but
legit.
Whatever.
What'd you do, Matt?
I went to the zoo today.
How was that?
It was good. The aquarium is easily the best part of the zoo, which is why.
Is it really nice?
Yeah, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
Did they extend the walkway, or is it still the same?
Where it's like going overhead.
Yeah, yeah.
That part's the same.
Oh, okay.
Newer,
everything else.
Yeah,
is...
there's like other new things in nice. There. I sent you a picture of a shark. Did you see it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with the caption, "I'm a shark."
First, I'm like, "Where'd you get this?" And I'm like, "That looks like the zoo."
My first picture was photobombed by a stingray.
Really?
I was taking a picture of a shark, and it came up overhead and got into the picture.
Dude, that's Steve Irwin's worst nightmare.
I know. One was
it
missing,
was.
One was missing its stinger, and the other had its stinger.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, man.
Like,
that one was famous. That was, like, I got him.
That was just
you
such...
You only get one sting. It's like a
that
bee.
Was such bullshit. Like, he punches the shit out of alligators and stuff for a living, and a fucking, like, floppy fish gets him.
Yeah. I'll call it the sea disc.
Yeah.
The sea CD.
Creatures of the Night is no fun.
Really?
Well, because you can't fucking see anything.
Oh.
Because it's dark. It's dark in there because they're nocturnal animals. But I can't see in the dark.
I'm diurnal.
I was able to see the alligators, though. They were under a little spot.
Was it the albino ones?
No.
Oh, okay.
You didn't see... There's one albino one.
Is there? No, I didn't. Have you guys been... Did you go to Madagascar? I've never been... I was there when they were building it. That's how long ago.
I walked by it. All we saw was the lemurs.
When I went to Madagascar, there's a fossa, F-O-S-S-A, right outside. And I was like, yeah, this thing looks really cool. It looks like a little wild, you know, like a wildcat or something like that. And it was trotting by, and then I noticed it has gigantic balls, and I'm like, oh, Lord. And I mentioned something to Eric. I'm like, dude, look at that Foss's balls. And almost like on command, like it expected that someone was going to mention it, like, all right, you guys had to bring it out of me. It straddled a pole that was like supporting the net at the front of its cage, and it just started humping the shit out of it. And I'm like, Erica, get a picture. Get a picture now. No one's going to believe this. And she's like, what? No. Ew. No. And I'm like, do it.
Just a straight face, like, just fucking do it.
I wasn't laughing at all. Like, I was like, oh my God, get a picture.
All right, so we had a little recording incident. If Skylar's demon voice just scared the shit out of you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we just re-listened to that. Jesus.
Yeah, Skylar's microphone apparently just stopped recording, and so we had to stop the recording and took a look, and apparently he was possessed for a second.
Yeah.
So whatever the hell happened there happened.
But if you never hear from us again, that's why.
Did it stop from that?
Like, yeah, that was the end. So,
did it not get my metal animal story?
No, Skylar sat on a lot of metal animals, and Erica pretended like she didn't know them. There.
Yeah.
There was a story.
it creeped a lot of kids out.
Is it recording now?
Oh, it's recording now. Yeah, right. Yeah, we're back on.
All right.
But that, a sun bear was being funny, and the zoo was great. We have a good zoo.
All right.
Elephant died. Wish we had some fucking elephants. Rhino horn, rhino mayonnaise.
There we go.
That's basically the gist of what happened. Yeah. It was a lot funnier the first time, but it didn't record, so. Yeah.
So I guess you guys are missing out.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of disappointed.
Yeah, there was some funny parts.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. Anyway.
Maybe you'll just have to listen to the rest of the podcast. Maybe we'll bring it up.
Yeah. How about we just go back into gaming news. Skylar, can you say something, please, in your mic?
I will say something into my mic.
Oh, God. This is going to be an editing nightmare. You're barely coming up now.
Should I talk louder?
No, because if you don't talk louder, then I can edit it all at once instead of piece by piece.
Okay.
Well, we're going to give this a shot. Let's go into gaming news.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3 Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
You want to shoot that?
He's
got a bottle to shoot.
All right.
Skylar's
now, earlier, Skylar made a hover cap into the trash can.
He did. It was amazing.
I flicked it, and it spun so fast, it was like propelled itself up. Yeah. Or, you know, kept it from falling down so fast.
All right. So here we go.
All right. I can't get it without the cap. And they just, like, flimmed over.
Fail.
Flimsy.
Well, here, you can mulligan later.
All right.
All right, we're going to start off with...
Just beam it in. I thought if I surprised the trash can, maybe it wouldn't reel away from me. Maybe Matt has it on a car or something. I don't know. Okay. Do I get a third mulligan?
I can't reach it, so no.
This first story is our only anal segment of the week.
Ah.
E3 rumors Xbox 360 to get full web browsing with Kinect control.
But it uses Internet Explorer.
Fuck that. No. Not happening.
The rumor comes from The Verge, who previously brought the rumor of the 99 Xbox 360 subscription plan. So they got a little bit of credit.
Yeah.
They got one under their belt. According to their source, Microsoft is currently working to implement Internet Explorer 9 functionality into Xbox Live.
Aren't they up to 10 or 11 now?
9's the most recent one. That's the one they have the commercials for with all the wub, 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 wub.
Is it really 9?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought 10. Oh, no. It's Windows Media Player that's at 11.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah, they got all the wubs and the whats.
And the, wow, did no guys, one uses this.
And now that's what I call music 47 or whatever. It's gotten up there.
Yeah.
They're only at 42.
They're up to like Kids Bop like 19 or something.
Fucking garbage.
Eric has all of them.
My God. He should not. He's probably not allowed within like 100 yards of an elementary school. He should not be allowed to own a Kids Bop CD.
Yep. And we listen to him at work. And God forbid awful. Everything.
I will say this about Kids Bop. When you are listening to Kids Bop, you can sing as loud and as horribly as you want. There's nothing stopping you. because you'll fit right in.
Good.
It's a horrible kid chorus. I don't even know how they like get the singers on there because it's not good.
It's not good.
Good.
All right. This next story is a little slightly depressing, but Angry Birds has now passed the billionth download mark.
Fuck. No.
Billion.
They're making money.
They are, but that's just going to make them be like, well, consoles are dead. Look, 1 billion Angry Birds.
Well, if you sell it for fucking 99 cents, that's not a chunk of change compared to, like, a $60 game.
Yeah, like...
I bet if Angry Birds was $60, they would not sell over... They would sell, like, not even 10 million.
They'd sell, like, one, and that would be to the maker's mom.
I'll like, buy it from you, honey.
Mom,
it's a little pricey. Never mind.
It was even like $20, I don't think it would sell that much.
Yeah, I think what you have to do is compare like prices, and like that's one game.
Yeah,
one game cannot take out consoles.
Yeah,
a fucking slingshot catapult game? No, not happening. So if you compare that to like every game that's ever been sold to like I don't know the Xbox or the PS3, no chance.
Yeah.
The PS Vita has topped 1.8 million in sales.
I don't know if that's good.
Throughout the U.S., Japan, Asia, and Europe.
Asia.
Asia.
They said it, you know, they're saying, oh, it's a good start. See, they want to sell, they want to sell 10 million in 2 years. So
that's a really high, high goal.
1.8 in about a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got a lot of catching up to do.
And like, if they do a really big price cut.
They're selling about 600,000 a month.
That's still a lot per month, man. 600,000?
I didn't even think it was that popular.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I hadn't really looked into it.
It's got two analog sticks.
Oh, shit.
Mother of God.
They have to come up with a peripheral for the 3DS for that.
Yeah, they do.
And doesn't just one game use it now, or do
there's
a lot of games
Monster Hunter is coming out, and that uses both of them. But, yeah, that it's only coming out with that, and then, like, after.
I guess the PS3 and Vita connectivity is pretty janky.
I don't know anything about it. I haven't researched it.
Yeah, I haven't really got that much into it.
I got kind of duped with the 3DS, so.
Well, let's turn the 3D up and the 3D down.
3D up and it's off. Nope. Nope.
Not anymore.
All right. And our final story in gaming news. Not a lot of gaming news this week, It is Mother's Day.
Ooh.
So we have 15 Mother's Day gifts for the gamer mom.
Ooh. What do we got?
I'm sure they all play Angry Birds.
Assassin's Creed. Mortal Kombat. Armageddon.
Doom 3.
Time Splitters. Oh.
They are more like accessories. Like a Nintendo controller pad clutch wallet. Basically, it's a clutch wallet.
Uh-huh.
But it's a Nintendo controller.
Oh.
NES controller.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Price is $18.44.
All right. And you I will consider it then.
At Amazon. Who knew?
They have everything.
This just sounds like a waste of money, but Street Fighter minifigures.
Yep, waste of money.
$9.99. You can buy them at
Amazon.
KidRobot.com/toys/minifigures/Street Fighter miniseries/ you wasted your money at HTML.
#, what the fuck is this?
Nintendo controller messenger bag. If you bought that for your mom, she'd probably not go anywhere with it.
Yeah.
And if we bought it for, say, like Tom, he'd be like, oh boy, guys, thanks for the bag.
I'm totally going to go to the bar tonight.
Going to load up some bagels and some schmear and take it to my bubbla.
This will cost you $36.99.
Oh, that randomly reminded me. Yeah, today, this guy comes into work and he goes up to Josh and he's like, I got your bubbles. And I'm like, you got what? He's like, I brought your bubbles. And he's like, we unlocked the back door. I'm like, Josh, we're getting bubbles? What the fuck? What are we getting? And ended up being the CO2 guy.
Oh.
But I got really excited because he was like smiling and he was kind of like, he's like, I got your bubbles. I'm like, oh shit, what are we getting?
You need to be like, look, CO2 guy, don't come in with that line.
Yeah. Yeah, like I got really excited. I was like, someone's going to be awesome today.
You can get a gaming quote poster. A lovely designed illustrated poster features a game controller with a hand-drawn quote and comes in an array of colors. Blue, pink, green, orange, gray, and purple.
That's
Is that really enough to be an array? There's no red.
I don't know what an array is. Like a selection, yeah. I think,
frame,
is what it is.
Frame not included, price $22.
So
thanks for birthing
poster
me,
for
Mom.
Someone to write what? I could make that.
RPG class scented oils. These actually seem kind of cool. If you were to get it for like a gamer.
I think I've seen those.
If you have walked the aisles of the department stores attempting to find the best fragrances and failed, these RPG scented oils will save your life. Any geeky lady would love to spice up her Dungeons and Dragons sessions with classic scents such as Rogue, Paladin, or Mage.
These or your BDSM sessions these called Dungeons and Dragons. The Dungeon Master says go.
Little Big Planet figures.
You can make those.
That's all there is to it. Yeah. $6.
I got one. That's about it. $6. Moving on. I got one for Erica for, I think, her birthday or something. I don't know. I got it for maybe. I don't even know if I got it.
Stormtrooper baby tea, which is a Koopa Troopa as a stormtrooper.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty funny. $20. I'll get you that shirt.
George Lucas might sue you.
This one I actually kind of want to get just because I love Minecraft, but Minecraft Creepers tea.
I've seen a couple of those.
See, they have the Creepers kids tea.
Oh.
Why would you get your mother a kids t-shirt?
Maybe she's expecting.
This is going to be a great present
maybe,
in about, I don't know, 6 months.
Maybe you don't want to admit it, but your mother's a MILF.
You want her to wear like a half shirt.
Yeah. Maybe your friend, maybe your friends got it for her as a Mother's Day gift, and you're like, "Oh, thanks, man."
It's still Mother's Day. I'm gonna clip that out and send it to your mom. Maybe you don't want to admit it, but your mother's a MILF. Pac-Man wall art. Basically, this is wall art you could stick on your wall. That's like why they call it wall art.
Like a fat head?
Yeah, and it's...
I forgot about those.
Yeah, similar, yes. And it's just a stage from Pac-Man. Ghosts are flying around. $18. You can slap that on your wall.
Slappity slap slap.
Maybe a
slap.
Little bit more for if you want to do something better.
Yeah, it's... Hey, I got you fucking wall stickers. You remember when I was a kid, I stuck these on here and you got pissed? Bigger ones.
Steel Series World of Warcraft Cataclysm MMO Gaming Mouse. $100 and you'll regret this.
$100 and you know what? Just go out on a date.
I have a stainless steel mouse that my friend got me.
That's kind of cool. Munchkin Zombie Game.
Oh like boy. Munchkin Bites or whatever.
Yeah, it says Munchkin Zombies.
On oh, never mind then.
Huh.
$25.
Vampires. Eh. That's Munchkin Bites.
And a Luigi necklace. You know, for telling your mom that she's number two.
You're the not-so-liked one, Mom.
$26 will get this backhanded compliment.
Luigi apparently is America's big gay sweetheart. Yes, one of my friends.
One of your friends is Luigi?
Yeah, I would say
yeah,
John's Luigi.
Yeah, that's a fantastic comparison.
What he does is we'll play Brawl in a big group.
Yeah.
And he can't play. Like, he's not good at it. Uh-huh. What he'll do is he'll sit behind and, like, come up with some weird soap opera-type plot of why all these characters are fighting. And it's hilarious
it's really
when he does
funny.
It. Because he's, like, out... I wouldn't say... Yeah, he's really gay. He's outlandishly gay. And, I don't know, he just does it and, like, so... He's so into it that it just turns out to be, like, hilarious. So, apparently America's big gay sweetheart is Luigi.
Huh, all right.
All right, guys.
Get that on video next time.
That will do it for gaming news. Let's go into technology.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. Whoa. This is technology news.
Hey, Angry Birds developers, do you really think mobile apps are going to kill consoles? Because 59% of them don't even break even.
Boom!
Oh, man, that sucks.
Let's all just walk away with our arms out.
What?
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 What? What? Come at me, bro.
What?
Mott!
Everyone on the count of three.
Make a move. Make a move. You throw the first punch.
No, you throw it, bro.
I'm not getting in trouble at school.
That strategy's bulletproof.
Yeah. I didn't throw the first punch.
If he throws it first, I'm invincible.
Only 12% of developers earn $50,000 or more for their apps, and these developers were found to have a big market marketing budget of $30,000 or more.
Damn.
So, not a lot of people are making a lot of money off of apps.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
We need to get a 3-hit combo app.
It's just the fucking soundboard.
No, but Matt wouldn't let that out.
Be like Matt Runge and just jam on soundboard keys.
Do you guys hear a big stop sharing the soundboard?
That's how everyone would play it.
Yeah.
You're a douchebag. I heard that one.
That one?
No, you guys hear a big douchebag.
Do you guys hear a big douche who's not sharing the soundboard?
I might share the soundboard. Coming to a smartphone near you.
George?
No, get George to
help me. Do it. Yeah. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know code.
George, could you please put this in an app for me?
I want to poop on your chest.
All right. I'll take that as a yes. I will leave this USB stick here and walk away now.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
U.S. regulators urge an online do not track law.
Wouldn't that be a bitch if it just showed up on the Windows Phone store?
The app.
Yeah, like the Windows Phone is like, well, like four people or maybe might try it out.
Okay, and George just comes back to me. He's like, okay, I got your app out. It's on Windows and BlackBerry.
Thanks.
Awesome. Yay, team.
All right, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
A top U.S. regulator urged Congress last Wednesday to enact an online privacy law that includes do-not-track mechanisms for consumers on the Internet amid indications of a split among lawmakers.
How would that work?
Let me keep going.
All right.
Most consumers are entirely unaware of the vast amounts of data about them being sold and collected about them, both online and offline, Federal Trade Commission Chairman John Leibowitz told a U.S. Senate panel. People shouldn't be putting things into your computer without your consent.
Yeah.
Adding that the debate,
I don't want something in that.
The debate is moving to not whether a do not track law will exist, but how it will be implemented.
Yeah, I don't know how they would, how you could regulate that. Yeah. I really don't know. Yeah, you'd have to have someone just stand there the whole time.
Yeah, you'd have to have like people do like checkups on different organizations notorious for like Facebook or whatever.
Or they would have to like get all the web providers to like agree, and I just don't know how that would work.
Leibowitz said an FTC report calls for the final implementation of a do not track mechanism and general privacy legislation that would cover issues such as data security, breach notification, and regulation of data brokers. So at least one of the biggest things is they're going to regulate companies that sell and buy data.
And at least it's,
as in saying they can't like install something on your computer without your consent.
And at least it's the FCC doing it. So
FTC?
I thought it was the FCC.
Federal Trade Commission.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I don't know. FCC sounds like something that would be part of it, but
they are.
Yeah, but right here they're talking
about FTC. I'm just, sorry.
We're talking about the FTC. I mean, FCC is too busy bugging Eminem. Remember? The FCC let me be.
They tried to shut me down on MTV.
But it just feels so empty without me.
Now this feels like a job for
Senator Jay Rockefeller, head of the Commerce Committee, which held the hearing, said he hopes to bring a privacy legislation up for a vote this year.
All right.
Interesting. A little good thing about the internet coming out of Congress.
Yeah, I'd like to see how it would work, I guess.
Also from howtogeek.com, how does one geek? That's a good website.
Well.
5 alternative search engines that respect your privacy. We're going to start off with DuckDuckGo.
Jesus Lord.
DuckDuckGo is a popular search engine for the privacy conscience. As its privacy page says, DuckDuckGo doesn't log any personally identifiable information. DuckDuckGo doesn't use cookies to identify you, and it discards user agents and IP addresses from its server logs. DuckDuckGo doesn't even attempt to generate an anonymized identifier to tie searches together. They have no way of knowing whether two searches even came from the same computer.
Are all these search engines sound like something that you would see in like the dollar store?
That's a good way. Dollar store search engine.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Like they're knockoffs, but they're still pretty good.
These aren't Funyuns. They're fun.
They're fun onions.
Fun onions.
Good.
Start page. Start page basically searches Google for you.
Oh.
Through start page.
All right, I'd use that then.
I mean, I sat. It just sounds like these are like places pedophiles would go or porn addicts.
But, like, shut up! Don't
I
say
guess
that.
Only porn don't addicts.
I'm writing all these down.
Only porn addicts that have like a wife or a girlfriend or something.
Yeah,
but like, if you're single like me and a porn addict like me.
I mean, all you have to do is go into. This is why you keep Internet Explorer. You go Control Shift P. That's in private browsing. Doesn't save your history or anything else. Doesn't go on your cookies. Nothing.
You can do that in Chrome and Firefox too without having to go to Internet Explorer.
But, well, yeah, but you have one that's for that.
Or that's just an extra layer of security. Not only did you do private browsing, but there's no way someone's going to get on Internet Explorer and even try to check.
That's exactly it, Matt. That's exactly it.
I don't really search anything in Google that's like illegal, so I don't really have a problem with them tracking
my shit. I occasionally
search
the Anarchist Cookbook.
Do you?
Because I haven't saved the website and I like reading those things.
Oh, okay.
I might be watched. Who knows?
Isn't it the one that like FBI people are like putting a blacklist on you or something like that when you're
there's
I
certain
a story about that.
There's certain things that if you search it your IP will get your IP will get flagged. Like I know if you used to go to the library and run out Mein Kampf, you got put on a watch list.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
And they stopped doing it.
Now
I think
they do
and,
that
like,
if you rent out the Quran.
Really?
No, I have no idea. I'm just saying.
But I think they stopped in like the 80s or something.
I see. Next up is Ixquick. Ixquick is the main search engine from the company that runs Startpage.
That sounds like knockoff Nesquick.
I know. Unlike Startpage, Ixquick pulls results from a variety of sources instead of only Google. I don't know why you really need it because all the, you know, it pulls from Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Ooh.
So it just pulls from Google?
Yeah.
Google.
Do you guys remember Dogpile?
Yeah.
I
think we
Dog
talked
Pile.
About Dogpile like a week ago.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Next up, you guys are going to like, Bleco.
That's like hold on. That's like a knockoff Play-Doh. Bleco, don't put it in your mouth. There's glass in it.
Bleco doesn't go as far as DuckDuckGo and Ixquick, but it's still a big improvement over Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Bleco does log personally identifiable information, but deletes them within 48 hours. In contrast, Google stores this information for 9 months. So basically, it's like an information baby. They store it for 9 months and then they abort it.
Well,
that's a fantastic comparison. That's like, due next week. Are we doing this? No? All right.
Like,
just get a friggin' rake up there. Fight me, baby. I'll fight to the death.
Or you're trying to do like the cow thing. You just put the plastic glove on. You're like,
you just try to strangle it.
Yeah.
It's fighting me. Oh, that's a strong grip. This would have been a good one.
This would have been a good one.
Got it.
Oh, my God.
You just rip it.
It might be the most morbid thing we've done in the podcast.
You're like, hold on, honey.
And finally, Ask.com with the ASCII Racer. Ask.com offers an optional ASCII Racer feature that you can enable from the settings page. When you enable this feature, Ask.com will set a single cookie in your browser. Delicious. Indicating that Ask Eraser is enabled. And delete all other Ask.com cookies.
One
sometimes
cookie.
I eat cookies before they're cool.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm... Cookies before
hip, hipsters.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were...
Okay.
Andy. Onward!
I remember the joke somehow, but I didn't realize it was a...
It was a brownie the first time.
I love when... I saw a picture that says, wait till brownies are completely cool before eating, and someone just put sunglasses on their brownies. Like, they are completely cool.
Like, anytime my grandma would make brownies, she'd always upsell how hot it was. Like, if you take a bite out of this, the brownie is going to burn a hole to the bottom of your mouth! Don't you touch him! And I would be terrified. Like, I would wait like 3 days before even looking at the brownies because they were radiating heat. I might go blind.
If you look at him before 3 days, you got to wear a welder's helmet.
Yeah. You have to pull him out, you know, in a bio suit. The stuff they use for nuclear technology.
But your grandma's like invincible. Well, she's like, I got this, Skyler.
I'm exposed to the radiation. It's too late for me.
Put your hazmat suit on. Here we come.
Get out of the house. We're going critical.
Okay, continue. Off of Brown.
It's everywhere!
Nevada has issued the first driver's license for a self-driving car.
Really?
Not surprising, it was the Google self-driving Prius hybrid.
Oh, was it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Nevada DMV said it decided to grant the license after sampling Google's autonomous car in a number of real-world situations, including cruising the famous Las Vegas Strip.
Oh, hey, if we can do that, fine. That's a neat car.
Why the fuck is my phone glowing blue?
What?
Sorry, I've just never seen that before. Oh, that's a Facebook update.
7 days.
Yes.
I've only seen green from text messages and red when it's about to die, and I saw blue, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, your light?
Yeah, the light.
Your light turned blue?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What phone do you have?
Droid X.
Yeah, I got it. Same thing. It turns blue. It
turns blue?
Yeah.
Oh. I never saw
Yeah, that. I've only seen red,
I think
red and green.
You're pregnant.
Oh, God, man.
That's what that means.
Oh, we got a little podcast, baby. Our third host is coming.
Oh, my God.
We get, like, soccer player.
We get like a 3-year-old to replace Skyler. All right, Timmy, what? Did you play any of the. It's just like picking its nose and just like, ah!
What an accurate description of a baby.
Yeah.
General Electric and Philips in Sylvania showcase their new type of light bulb. First of all, it'll cost $60. But they might be able to work with some retailers to make it down to $20. The LED light bulb will last more than 20 years.
Fuck yes.
If used for 3 hours a day.
Oh.
But this would be a good, like, bathroom light bulb.
Yeah, nonetheless,
that's
dude.
That's gotta be brighter than fuck.
Yeah, but nonetheless, man, that's still a fuckload of time if you were to use it more than 3 hours a day.
Yeah, the bulb gives you about 60, looks like a 60-watt incandescent lamp, but consumes 9.7 watts.
Cool.
That would be like a family event if you had one of those in your house.
Yeah.
Like, well, you were born right before we put the light bulb in. You moved out, and the light bulb, it went out.
The house has never been the same. A lot darker in here.
You know, everyone's like, come on, quick! The light bulb went out!
What?
No Everyone, way!
We're gonna bury it. It's what he would have wanted! Someone say something!
It was
like
a great light bulb.
It, you know, play around with it, toss it a ball in the backyard.
We named it lead.
All right, let's move on.
Let's see. Houston's Memorial Hermann Hospital is going to do the first of its kind. They are going to live tweet a brain surgery.
What?
Live social
is
media.
Is the guy
going
to stop? Like, hold on. Made first decision. Oh, God, I fucked up. Oh, no.
Live social media coverage from the hospital's in-house team will begin Wednesday this week at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The hospital's Twitter page is @HoustonHospital. They will relay the operation's preparation, play-by-play, and wrap-up over the next 4 hours, with the first actual incision scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The operation is called a brain tumor resection. It's designed to remove a tumor to prevent seizures. It'll be performed by Dr. Dong Kim, a neurosurgeon who helped lead the team that treated former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords after she was shot in the head in 2011.
Oh.
It prevents seizures?
They have like a tumor that's giving them seizures, so they take out the tumor to prevent said seizures.
We
like,
got
does it say where it is or
It might on the live tweets. I don't know.
In his brain.
Yeah.
It's roughly
probably
there.
Somewhere inside the skull.
We got an order today from the name was like T-Wang.
T-Wang.
So the whole day I'm like, hey Josh, let me know when T-Wang comes.
It's like T-Pain, but his Asian counterpart.
I had a customer whose name, like, if you pull up their phone number in their Oradian system, they'll pull them right up. His name was M. Tickle.
Like, Molester Tickle.
What will come out of this is a detailed real-time sequence of what happens in a brain surgery through all the stages from preparation to shaving their hair to making the incisions to draping, Dr. Kim says. People are very anxious and want to know what goes on in a brain surgery like this.
Like, Skyler's right. One tweet is, oh, fuck. Next one is BRB.
BRB.
You know what I was thinking?
There's
I forgot,
so
to,
much
I forgot
blood,
to bring this up when... I forgot to bring this up when we did your story in gaming news, Andy. But you always tell me you send me your stories when you're on the pot.
Yeah.
Are you doing all right this week? Yeah. I only got one from you.
Oh yeah.
That's the consistency.
Yeah.
You blocked up? I was actually.
You need
for
some,
a little bit.
You need some medicine for that?
No.
It's funny how I can
you could.
How I can follow his bowel movements. You
could do a hydrocolonoscopy by, like, I mean, you'd have to do it yourself, and it's
the pressure spray or
janky.
A hose.
You just put, like, one of the water turkey baster on your back hose.
I was just gonna say turkey baster just.
you need more water and pressure than that, so you gotta
multiple.
This is an amateur hour, Andy.
Multiple turkey basters.
But, you know, you just stick it up there for about 2 minutes, and then you let it go. You walk around, maybe do some jumping jacks for 10 minutes, and then let it go, the 2 gallons of water.
I think I would rather actually go to a trained professional if I were to ever have something like that.
You wouldn't want the experience in the story?
Dude, first of all, how the fuck am I going to explain that to someone? Like, you know what? I just felt like I needed a hydrocolonoscopy. So you know what the fuck I did? Got myself a 60-pack of water balloons just for the spigot. But that thing shoved it right up my ass.
We had a water balloon fight prior to, because I ruined the spigot. We're not using that.
What would happen if someone walked in? Like, how could you explain
like,
that?
Like, you know what?
What are you doing?
I would probably, I would look at him and be like, this is exactly what it looks like.
Are you doing a hydrocolonoscopy, son? Yes, I am.
Good.
You need to leave now. That's what I would say.
Leave now or stay and get weird.
Go away before it gets any weirder. Too late! No, come back!
Dude, what if... He's like, do you need a hand? I'm just like...
No!
I'm all right, Dad. Go away.
I think I got it. No, I need help.
You start like holding your ass like, ah!
Something's wrong. We've gone critical.
All right, what do we got?
All right, we got news coming up next.
All right.
Boner soup.
Let's do it.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on.
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
All right, this week we're going to start off news with Florida.
Good. I've been waiting for some Florida this week.
We got 3 What the Florida stories.
Good.
And then we have 3 non-Florida stories. So we're going to have to leave Florida at some point.
Do you guys know that some of Tam's family lives in Florida?
Great. We've probably done a news story on
it. And he's terrified of this segment.
Yeah. Genuinely am. Like, oh, great. Uncle Festus is going to be on here this week.
Is that his name?
No.
Festus.
My ex-girlfriend's mom, when I tell her stories, and she's always like, well, what's Festus up to? I'm like, I have no idea what Uncle Ernie is up to. Not a better name.
All right. We're going to start off from Miami, Florida. A Florida man stabbed his computer with a samurai sword after being accused of downloading child porn. He was in his underwear when he did it. Tam, does his name ring a bell? Camille Mazalka.
Do I look black? Like, really?
I don't know. You could have an extended family.
Ah.
Someone could be married in.
No.
Who was 21 years old, stabbed his hard drive with a two-handed sword after police stormed his home looking for evidence of his alleged downloading of hundreds of child pornographic files.
Oh, Jesus.
I wonder if he stabbed his computer or his monitor.
Mazalka came out of a second-floor bedroom in his underwear when the police entered the home. He then ran and stabbed his computer at the hard drive.
Was he like, holding the sword at the time?
I guess, or maybe it was on the wall. And
Maybe he did it, and then he went out, like, yeah! And then, like the suicide that they do, senpaku or whatever.
Sudoku.
Yeah.
He committed Sudoku.
You start at the corner, and then you eventually just fill in the spaces.
You draw a star. Yeah. Ah! It's fun!
All right, at a Zephyr Hills, Florida, a Pasco County school teacher is in trouble for putting a cone intended for pets around her students' necks.
That shit's just funny.
I mean, it's like a dunce cap, but, you know, with a new twist.
Called Elizabethan collars. Were you about to say something?
Yes. Speaking of school really quick, I found a website. It was like the 50 hottest teachers to ever sleep with students. The first, like, 15 are fucking hot. And then after that, it just goes downhill really fast. But, like, 1 through 5, you're like, yeah.
Man, it says Nesbitt. Morbidly obese, 80 years old. She rolled on top of her student. Apparently, in a soft spot. guess it counts.
These cones are originally meant for to be put around the heads of dogs and cats to keep them from chewing on themselves after they've had surgery. That sounds like a good idea. You like, think those animals would be smarter than that.
This one keeps it from keeps it from texting.
All right, was there a reason she did this?
According to this, it was known as the Cone of Shame from the movie Up.
Oh, my God.
She would do this, you know, just to punish students.
That's fucked up.
She said it was more of a joke than anything. She has been dismissed and will be in front of the school board to talk about her act.
She should wear it to the school board. Yeah. What? This is fashion.
I'm so sorry what I did. I deserve this.
I'm so shameful.
Do you ever see that Mrs. Gaga wearing stuff like this?
Mrs. Gaga.
All right. I love finding stories that are follow-ups of old stories.
Or, yes.
Or just coming across a guy we've met before.
Yes.
But,
Is it Zobbity Bob?
No, this Damn. Man was arrested.
I was thinking that too.
This man was arrested last Monday outside of a Pizza Hut in Florida. Mark Francis Abair.
Mark Abair!
Is facing a misdemeanor trespassing charge. An arrest report from the Collier County Sheriff's Office gives this account. Around 3:30 a.m., a sheriff's deputy was patrolling an area around the Pizza Hut at 310 U.S. 41 East when he saw a shadowy figure emerge from the bushes and began running towards the restaurant. Recognizing the man from many law enforcement encounters, in quotes, the deputy stopped his patrol car to speak with a bear.
Spoke with a bear?
Whom he had arrested in February at the same Pizza Hut. On that occasion, a bear was accused of opening a container and trespassing, or walking around with an open
container. Was it a container of honey?
How can you accuse a bear?
How's it spelled?
It's A-B-A-I-R-E, and we said it's either a bear or Abayir, but this guy's way too white to be Abayir.
All right, it's all bear, or a bear.
Abayir was accused of an open container and trespassing. He was then told by the manager not to return. When asked what he was doing at the business at 3:30 a.m. when it was not open, he told the deputy on duty he dropped his lighter. When asked why he was standing in front of the front door, he said, "I picked up my lighter."
It's right here in my pocket. See?
Bulletproof.
Mark Abayir does have 22 mugshots on file.
Jesus! Poor bear.
Are any up there?
That poor bear.
There's a little slideshow and there's an external link. It goes through like the first four and five.
Yeah. How does he look? Does he look like a winner?
No, he doesn't. That's Mark Abayir.
Hold on, I gotta.
He actually kind of looks like a good citizen. If you were to like, if he cleaned up,
if he just crossed, he looks like he'd be kind of a dick.
Yeah, but like, if you were to like see him walking in the street, you wouldn't really be like, oh, he's shady.
He looks like the guy who played Jodert's dad.
Yes,
he looks just like that guy.
Nice.
Sans wig. No wig on him.
All right, and leaving Florida. Now it's Japan.
Ching ching chong chong chong.
Oh my god.
That's racist.
They have a new type of bra.
Oh.
It's an ice bra.
Why?
To keep you cool.
Why?
It's two ice packs and a little fans inside the ice packs as well to keep you nice and cool. There's also a salt packet in there because it says you lose salt while sweating.
It's pointless.
How much is it going for?
Oh gosh, you know what? It doesn't.
Million yen. That's like what, $20?
Something like that.
I know their yen is like
a ridiculous amount for a dollar.
Yeah. Mm. It's like 4,000 for a dollar or something. Yeah. I don't know.
And I got this next story because I know Andy loves these type of stories, and it's been a long time since we've done one, but these are the most expensive materials on the planet.
Ooh.
Top 16 most expensive. First off, we're going to start with saffron, which is $11 a gram.
Yeah, I knew saffron was expensive.
Gold is currently at $56 a gram.
Damn, dude.
But it's recession-proof.
Printer ink is almost as expensive as gold.
Holy fuck.
Printer ink's more expensive than blood.
Printer ink's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's why I steal it.
Rhodium
is... I don't even own a printer. I just black market deal it.
Rhodium is $58 a gram.
Does it say what you use rhodium for?
Mm-mm, okay. It just has little pictures of it.
All right.
Platinum is $60 a gram.
Also recession proof.
Yeah.
Methamphetamine is $100 a gram.
All right. All right.
Rhino horn is $110 a gram.
The zoo. To the zoo.
Yeah, let's go. Heroin is $130 a gram.
All right.
If you're fixed, you know, if you don't have your drug fix yet, cocaine is $215 a gram.
Jesus. Is Half-Life 3 on here at all? Because I imagine that's pretty rare.
Yeah, it is extremely rare.
I need my juice, man.
LSD is $3,000 a gram.
That's Jesus.
Pretty big jump. From 215 to 3,000.
What number is LSD?
Number 8.
Jesus.
And LSD is like the one they put on like stickers and shit, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was acid.
I don't know.
Isn't acid sure and LSD the same thing? Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's right. Like weed and marijuana.
Marijuana.
All right.
Plutonium is $4,000 a gram.
You know what? In the big scheme of things, plutonium's not that expensive to make an atom bomb. No. All right.
Panite is $9,000 a gram, or $1,800 a carat.
What the fuck is nanite?
I don't know. Right. Taffy, not sure what that is.
Laffy Taffy?
Up to 20,000 a gram.
Oh, shit, I have some. It has the funniest jokes on there. Well, I'll give you one. Why did the museum... Why was the painter mad at the museum?
Why?
Why?
Because they didn't put up any of his paintings.
All right, now I got a real joke for you. What's the difference between peanut butter and jam?
What?
I can't peanut butter my dick in your ass.
Oh my god.
I think we were quiet for that one.
We were really quiet for that one.
All right.
That's going to make it on soundboard.
Good. Good. All right.
Good. I think you can just squeeze in like peanut butter my dick in your ass.
Number 4 is tritium, which is $30,000 a gram.
I think that's another chemical in bombs.
Tritium. It also apparently makes watches glow.
Oh, hey.
Number 3 is diamonds, $55,000 a gram.
I'd expect that from diamonds.
Number 2 is californium.
Isn't it?
California.
That's like one of the rarest elements, isn't it?
Yeah. That's one of those man-made elements that only exists for like a few seconds.
Yeah.
It has like
get in stable form.
Yeah, it has a half-life of 12 minutes or something.
$27 million a gram.
Damn!
And number 1 is antimatter, which is $62.5 trillion.
Who the fuck sells antimatter?
I don't think.
Who the fuck owns antimatter?
I don't think anyone really sells or owns much antimatter.
Then how the fuck can they put a price on it?
It's like putting a price on Half-Life 3.
Maybe how expensive.
I would put my girlfriend's life on Half-Life 3.
Oh, I'm going to send that to Camilla.
Do it. I dare you. I've told her that.
She knows where she stands.
Maybe they're putting it by how much it costs just to get the little bits of antimatter that we have through the Large Hadron
Collider. Oh, yeah, maybe. Like, to create it, how much it would cost. Okay.
And I was always
like,
just...
Okay, take that and then make a gram, and it's 62.5 trillion.
All right. That makes sense.
I was always under the impression that antimatter couldn't exist where matter does.
That's why you can't... Apparently, you can't, like, let it out of what it's in.
Yeah. So, once it's in the Hadron Collider, it stays there.
It's, like, consistently moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of these days, though, we'll harness that shit, and it'll be 65 trillion.
They'll sell it to someone, I guess.
Japan
North Korea's really been saving up.
Yeah.
Ever since that missile thing didn't really work out.
Oh, we get antimatter, we come back.
What's Jackie Chan doing in North Korea?
Oh, hey there. I come in, touch you all up and down. You go sleep well.
All right, this final story in news is terrifying.
Who?
Dominic DeVille rents himself out as an evil birthday clown who leaves scary notes for your children.
I saw a brief glimpse of this headline. I didn't get into it.
And before someone's like, oh, this is an Onion article. No. Huffington Post.
Yeah.
Huffington Post.
Pitch, please.
Huffington.
He leaves very scary notes for your children, warning them that they're being watched and they'll soon be attacked. At the end of a terrifying week, your child will indeed be attacked. DeVille, wearing a freaky clown mask, will smash cake into your child's face.
That's fucked up. Is he, like, popular?
Well, I'll get more into it. Right. DeVille is capitalizing on what has become a mainstay for all circus-going kids, the fear of clowns. He says, throughout the week leading up to the child's birthday, the child feels more and more that it is being pursued. The clown's one and only aim is to smash cake in the face of his victim when they least expect it during the course of 7 days. DeVille harasses his targets with text, phone calls, and letters to let them know that their time is coming.
Text? That's fucking creepy. Yeah.
Of course, since the creepy stunt is all in fun, DeVille promises to back off if he's asked by parents. He says, quote, if at any point the kid gets scared or the parents are concerned, we stop right there. But most kids absolutely love being scared senseless.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And getting cake rammed in their face, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, and they follow this up with a photo gallery of creepy clowns.
Yay.
Yeah, that was worth it.
My favorite one is Go to Bed.
Yeah.
That one. I always post that on BE at like 2 in the morning.
All right, guys, so that'll do it for news, and that will do it for another episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
This is a good podcast, except for the whole cutting out thing.
Yeah, except for the whole... We lost like 3 minutes of our material.
Our good shit.
Yeah, some good shit. Like Rhino mayonnaise.
You know what, you guys? That'll just... One of these days, we'll bring it back.
Yeah, we'll have to bring it back.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Are you going to shoot again?
Yeah. I brought it back. I give one more chance.
Do this the entire podcast?
One
Take
more.
A shot.
Damn!
Oh!
Failed. God, who could have seen that one coming?
It was close that time.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, that is number 3, PC stands for podcast. Find us on YouTube, search 3hitcombopodcast, and gpxgaming.net, search 3hitcombopodcast. And finally, you can email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So, for Tam, Skyler, and Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The top of 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 the top of